the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He's the only one.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus Breezy, now you know.
We're the hottest show in the space.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late now, everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Not a bad idea, Elgin. Welcome to the show, everybody. Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's a Wednesday edition, and I'm here with a special guest in the studio, Mr. Joey Medina.
Hello, everyone.
And, of course, Sean Finnerty.
What's the story? How we know?
Yeah, man. Well, you're a little shy all of a sudden, right, this guy? One minute he's all open and stuff. Next minute he's like, hey, Hayden.
I'm not shy. I'm hungover.
Yeah.
See, dude, I mean, when you have an accent like that, you can get away with almost anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I try it.
Yeah, yeah.
I take some risks.
I would imagine. We had a great show last night at the iHeart Bremen Performance Theater.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
Which is basically Bremen Motor Car members, and there's a Bremen Motor Car member here in the audience here in our podcast.
Yes, that's right.
A guest is here. A Joey fan.
Yes.
Right?
A fan of my future wife.
Do you have a name for your fans?
Or a radio name you want to give her?
I don't have any. My fans are just my family. That's it.
You should call them Medheads.
Medheads? Yeah. Like Medina. All right, Medheads.
Yeah, there you go. Not a bad idea. That.
Well, Errol is a nurse, so she could probably. Well, she can't prescribe me stuff, but I'm sure she can hook me up with something.
I bet she's got a key to the drug locker in the hospital.
And she's just not like a regular nurse. She's not like a Filipino one. Like, she's specialized. She knows her stuff. Yeah. Like, she works in open heart surgery crap and anesthesia and all that, right? That kind of stuff? Yeah. Mm. See, that's pretty dope. That's heavy stuff.
Nice. Yeah, anesthesia is risky, man. Oh, no. You go out, I got to get an extraction done on my teeth the next month or two. And I'm like, last time I had a wisdom tooth pulled, they knocked me out. And they're like, no, we don't have to worry about that. We'll just give you some gas or something. Like, what? Yeah. I'm going to be sitting there while you're like yanking out my tooth.
Oh, yeah. I've had tooth pulled before. It's
yeah?
It feels weird. Like, it doesn't hurt, but you could hear the
stop it.
Yeah, it's like just crunching.
Oh, no.
You know? And then the worst part is I put it under my pillow. I didn't get anything. Tooth fairy, I guess, apparently, there's an age limit.
I put it under my pillow, and I got a bill for $2,000.
Yes, exactly.
I got a summons.
Yeah.
Didn't work the same.
I had one time where, because I used to, my shoulder would dislocate. I dislocated like 6 times. But one time when it dislocated, they put me out. And I don't remember it, but apparently I screamed the entire time because they kept they put it back in and then the ligament was blocking it. So they had to dislocate it again. Ooh. And put it back in again.
That's not good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when a nurse misses your arm, she can't find your vein. Yeah. You're like, hey, can you get somebody else to do this?
Yeah, exactly.
And then she looks at me like, well, if you had bigger veins.
Yeah, like it's
I'm
my
like,
fault.
I'm going to take that personally.
Yeah.
You tell me I need a bigger vein?
Oh, fucking small veins over here.
Like, that's when you say, I want the Filipino nurse. Yeah. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, mahal kita. Yes. So we had a great show there. And, we were sitting there because there's these two beautiful women sitting right in the center, right second row.
Yes.
And, and of course, I was, I did my thing. Mm-hmm. And then Sean goes up and actually, he was great. You know, remember what he said?
Well, I don't know, what
he goes, I'm at that point of the show where I got to figure out if I want to entertain these beautiful women or the old fuckers in here.
Well, which do I want more, to have a good show or to get laid tonight?
That's very funny.
Where am I going to focus? So what do you think? You thought it was a good show?
It was a great show.
All right, yeah, and we do it Thanks, everybody. I got to give credit to my buddy Peter Leonard, mm-hmm. who hooked me up with the contact
nice,
there.
Dope.
And Larry Potkin, who's the guy who runs all the iHeart stuff there. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, so it's a great, it's a fun venue, right?
It's nice. You know, when any for a comedian, anytime you do a venue or a situation, you do a show where it's not the norm.
Right.
You know, they're not there for comedy or whether it's a corporate gig or a wedding or anything that someone's backyard, anything that's different than a just regular comedy show, you know, it's risky. You worry about it.
Yeah.
And at first, you know, when I saw the crowd, they were more mature. They were, you know,
right.
And I'm like, all right, let's see. But then, you know, I watch everybody else, and they were fine. They were great. They were a great crowd. Everybody loved being there, so it was fun.
I think the litmus test, when I got into the crowd work, and it was a birthday boy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that guy had the birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Which one was the birthday
the guy,
boy?
The like 74-year-old guy. He looked great for his age, man.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he was sitting to the right, and I don't know. I asked what his age was or something. And he said something about 25. I go, "You're 25?" I go, "What are you, an air traffic controller?"
That's funny.
You know what? Yeah. He fucking stressed. That or you have 40 18-year-old daughters and all going to prom next month.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he looked. You know what I mean? But you knew right away that it was going to be all right.
Yeah.
Because in the first maybe 90 seconds of the show, I was like. Yeah, and I rolled out the old, this isn't a reverse mortgage seminar.
Right.
Yeah, they're like,
we're here for a timeshare.
Right.
You guys are trying to financing on a Cooper.
Yeah.
And at any rate, so thanks for Brayman Motors and everything. It's a great fun gig. And if you want to come to the show, go buy a Brayman Motors vehicle.
Yes, there you
right.
Go.
It's that simple.
It's that simple.
It's that easy. Guys.
Private shows. You can only go if you buy one of those vehicles.
And they got other stuff too. You know what I mean? They do other things, right? You got as customers, you get. Perks, right?
Buy a car, get a free comedy show.
Well, Errol's got a Tesla, and let me tell you something. The first time I've been in one, they're so dope.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah,
it's quiet, right?
It's completely quiet. Like you run people over, you don't even know. But it's like the whole dashboard is kind of like this huge iPad, which is dope, you know. And it's completely just electric. It's awesome.
Yeah, Tesla. Nice. The CEO of Tesla,
mm-hmm.
you know, got into was on a conference call today, and he said, you know, he basically ripped some analyst who asked a stupid question. No bonehead questions. He's catching a little heat for that today. Mm. So it was fun and dope. And tonight we got the Wise Guys comedy show. Those of you watching on Facebook Live, there's some seats left, so come out, get some eggplant, chicken parm. It's the best food around, and you get to see us three.
That's right.
And it's going to be a great show. Just $15. So you don't have to go out and buy a Cooper
right.
or a BMW
right.
for the
there
show.
You go.
$15.
It's well worth it because every seat in the house is a good seat.
Yeah, that's not a bad seat. Unless you're kind of the seat that's kind of like that pole that's kind of in the middle.
Right.
You know, those people that have that table.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of a fucked up seat.
And talk about a diverse lineup. You know? You got
Jesus
the Puerto Rican up
Puerto
top,
Rican.
The yeah. Irish guy, whatever Dougie is.
I call myself Olive.
Olive, just Olive.
It's my new comedy tour. My buddy, Chris, local comic Chris Priester, big, funny black guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's just 2-3 years. He's pissing off all local comics. He's only comedy 3 years, but he's getting work. He co-headlined Funny Stop with me.
Oh, wow, good.
Yeah, he's just a funny dude. And so we have a little comedy tour now. It's called the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour.
I like it.
I'm the Olive.
I did a tour before with this black comic out of Atlanta, and we called it the Black Irish Tour.
Nice.
I see. There you go.
If you and I work together, it would be like the Spick and the Mick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Spick and the Mick tour.
I love it.
Yeah, we all went out. It would be the Mick, a Spick, and the Prick.
Yeah,
I'll be the Prick. I don't mind. Because Mandy Garavito, we're going to be here this week at the Craftsman in Miami. Two shows, 8 and 10
yes,
o'clock.
Yes, yes,
it's a great new event. And we're going to be doing a show, and he wanted to maybe like put something together. Like, well, is it going to be Latin King of Comedy, Joey right. Medina? Or am I going to try to get Dougie in? I'm like, look, I don't need to be part of that. I'm not even on the goddamn flyer. But I was trying to come up with some ideas. So I was like, I was going to say the Chubby Chuckle Comedy Tour.
That's hilarious.
The Chubby Chuckles Comedy Tour.
Thanks for putting me in that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I got to be humble about this. You couldn't be on that, dude.
No, but I'm getting there.
Yeah?
I'm getting there.
It is great when you see a skinny guy. And that happens to a lot of comics. They're thin, and then they drink, and they don't do anything else. They stop running and doing anything else. And all of a sudden, after a couple of years, you're looking at them like,
shit.
Dude, you're fat, but you're ugly fat. Like, I'm fat. Like I can carry it. Like Joey, right. Now, Johnny right. And I, we have that. Yeah, you know, we have that.
Yeah, it looks like we were born this way.
you just came out 200 pounds. Out.
when you get fat, you carry it like, you know, a guy who doesn't know how to hold his wife's purse. You know what I mean? You're just kind of folding around and that's
like
too
those
bad.
Ethiopians with those bloated stomachs. You're like, ooh, they're skinny but fat at the
but
same time.
But it's not
time.
Even like that. They have that belly that goes. They don't have one until you get to the belly button,
right?
And then it kind of just folds
it just
over,
swells up.
Yeah, like you know, like.
Oh. Listen, yeah. I'll do whatever it takes to get out of holding my wife's purse.
Yeah, cool. Oh, there you go. I don't have a problem with that. You do? I hold my wife's purse.
Well, it's like, you know, like I said, I used to say, it's like we're caddies. You know what I mean? We're holding their purse and like they're just shopping around and we're like, you know, try this card.
Caddies on an unpaid internship.
yeah, you say, honey, what do you want me to get to the chapstick? What do you need?
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want? Makeup or lip gloss?
We're approaching the exit. What do you need? You want me to get the keys? What do you need?
What do you got? The ticket there? The parking ticket? What do you want?
I don't want to fuck up here. I just want to make sure I know what I'm doing. I'm not asking you because you don't know what you're doing. And I don't mean to ask thinking you weren't going to tell me anyway.
Man. Women like to just leave clues. It's they don't want to tell you. They won't say they're cold. They go, "Are you cold?" I'm like, "No, I'm not cold." Like, "Oh, fine." And then the thing is like, and then like
are you annoyed at me for my body temperature right now?
My favorite thing is when they tell you shit after the fact. You know what I mean? Like you're like, "All right, let's go." You know how the whole thing, I mean, it's cliche, but it's like, "Where you want to go?" I don't care. All right. I don't want to go there. Yeah. I'm like, "Where the fuck you want to go?" So then finally, you go to eat something. Right, and whatever, and then after you walk out, you paid the bill, you're walking out, you food in your stomach. Oh, I didn't really want to go there. I'm like, fuck, why didn't you just tell Jesus fucking Christ? Why didn't you just say it?
Dude, that happened. It's cliche, but it happened this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, after I got home from my trip in Pittsburgh, I chilled out after I got home early in the morning. 10, mm-hmm. And I'm telling my wife, like, okay, you want to go get something to eat? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, well, what do you want? She's like, where do you want to go? I'm like, all right, let's go to Sicilian Oven Pizza.
Right.
She's like, oh, you want to eat that?
Yeah,
fuck,
exactly.
Man. What do you mean do I want to eat?
You, ask me. Here's what you do. Here's the best one, right? What you do is, all right, where are we going to eat? And she's like, I don't know. Where do you want to go? And I go, okay, I have a place in my head. Guess. And then whatever she says, you just go there.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's not a bad one.
Problem solved.
Honey, it's a miracle.
How did you know? How did you? We are meant to be together.
Yeah, that's right. Meanwhile, you were thinking Hooters.
Yeah.
Or Twin Peaks. That's the better Hooters.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the first time I went to a Twin Peaks, I was with Florida comedian Frankie Paul.
Yeah,
right here between gigs.
Yeah.
And we go there. And, you know, if you've never been to a Twin Peaks, it's basically a strip club.
With food.
It's like a Fridays with strippers.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like a chant, like a Bennigan's. You know what I mean?
Like, if you're an unattractive girl, don't even try to apply there.
Yeah.
Don't even try to apply.
You want a job? Get in the kitchen, love.
Can you handle a mop? Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's right. And they act like that. Like they must have went, and especially in the early stages of that business, they must have gone to local strip clubs and said, hey, you don't have to get naked.
Right.
But we do want you to like. Put your knee up and get in the guy's crotch every once in a while.
That's a tilted kilt is another one, right?
Yeah, that's another one.
That's a good one. They used to have Belushi's Comedy Club in the one in
Fort
Myers.
Room.
Wasn't that fun?
Is that place done?
The Twisted Kilt, the building itself is a freestanding building off 41 or something like that. It was a main night. Gone.
Oh.
they didn't pay. Yeah, listen.
Comedy's tough, man.
The industry's tough and it's all there. So... And while we're at it, then, by the way, speaking of tough, you know, you're going to be going to Key West.
Yeah, tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Did you speak to Tom about your hotel situation and everything yet?
No.
Yeah,
oh,
okay, that's another thing I got to follow up. Because, listen, I would contact you already, right? If I'm, you know, but you're on the website.
Oh, good.
That would be a lot worse if I looked on there and it was like, Nick DiPaolo. Hold on, what the fuck's going on?
Dougie's just keeping quiet here, but you actually got bumped for Dougie. He's saying nothing.
Double booked.
So that's going to be out in Key West over a place called Bottle Caps. It shows at 8:30.
I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to Key West in my life.
He's never driven there, right? You ever driven down to Key West?
Never been there whatsoever.
It's a great drive, right?
Drove down in an RV, a big like a Dodge conversion van.
Right.
Me and a friend of mine were on a road trip. It's a beautiful drive down. Yeah. I'll tell you what, we were nervous, man. You don't want to break down on the way down there.
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, why?
Because you're fucked.
Well, you're fucked. You're Irish, and you'll burn just standing outside. I'll be all right. Look at him. He's Puerto Rican. He's going to be fine outside.
That's damn normal.
No, I just mean because of the roads and the traffic down there. Like, if you break down halfway there's across certain areas one of those bridges,
you're done, right?
What are you going to do, yeah?
Yeah, well, you fucking call AAA, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm, fancy I'm boy with your AAA, huh? Yeah, dude. That's this is two Irish guys driving a 91 Dodge.
That you definitely need AAA. Trip
with Colorado plates, and neither of us had ever been to Colorado.
Like, I don't know how I got it.
But dude, my idea being handy is picking up the phone and calling somebody. That's how it works. I don't got time to fucking change a tire at that point. So, the drive's unbelievable, man. So that's going to be Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday, like I said, we're going to be in Miami at the Craftsman 8 and 10 o'clock show. Go to miamicomedy.com, and tickets are ready on for that. All right, so listen, on my podcast, we shot the shit a bit, right? We're kind of like we opened the show, basically, with some stuff. And there's a couple things that I thought were interesting. I shared with Sean, earlier before the show started, about one story. And these are things these are things that are always like, this is the world we live in. These are like stories that hit me or stories that are like, this is the shit that you would say, by the way, it was fun last night. I got to tell those new jokes
about
the news stories.
Uh-huh.
It was great. You know, the one about the woman who killed her husband for doing porn. It wasn't because he was watching it. It was because he paid for it. What a fucking dope. I would have shot him too. But the other one, though, was the one I said when the 27-year-old married man got caught cheating with a 78-year-old woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the wife got suspicious when she found denture grip on his nuts. I think that crowd wasn't ready for that joke yet. It was a little ready. All right, so we all know the racial concerns of the team, the Washington Redskins.
Right.
Right.
Right? A Redskin. It's an Indian, right? You know, Tim Florentine has a great joke. He's like, if my wife told me that she got in a car accident with a redskin, I'd be like, oh, R.J. Griffin? I don't know. You would never use the term redskin.
Right.
But nobody
uses that. You're right.
It's not like, you know.
Well, that's the thing is when you have to do research just to find out that it's a racist thing.
Yeah.
I never would have known.
I'm offended. I didn't know why.
Well, having done thorough research, I've decided I'm offended.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, though. Everybody, because there are Indians that are going, I'm not offended. I don't care. Like, it's like, why do people get offended for other people? I had someone hit me up. I'm Puerto Rican, and occasionally I use the word nigger. Because that's just the way I talk. That's why I'm from the Bronx, and that's just what I was raised. So when I'm doing a show on stage, and I guess I must have said it somewhere, but I never, ever say it towards someone who's black. I just, I'm like, this dumb nigga over here, like, you know, it's just like the way anyone else would say it. So anyway, some white guy emails me through my website saying that he was with a black friend, and he himself was offended. So I emailed back. I'm like, was your friend offended? He said, no. I'm like, what the fuck are you emailing
what
me for?
What has this got to do with you?
And how long have you been trying to suck your friend's dick?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the real question.
Jesus Christ. I'm like, seriously?
I like Charlemagne.
I'm going to be even insulted for someone else. Yeah. That is the most bullshit crap I ever heard in my fucking life.
Yeah.
Way to take on the cause, you
but a But a black man wears a Caucasian shirt, much to look like the Redskins, and expose the hypocrisy of white privilege. A man launched a social experiment by wearing a T-shirt with a Caucasian logo to mimic the Washington Redskins, and says effort has revealed a racial bias. If he wore it in front of me, I'd laugh and I'd keep walking.
Right.
So it's the logo with the word Caucasian.
Yeah, and instead of a redskin guy, it looks like a guy named Ralph.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's funny. I would wear that.
It's fun. I mean,
it's irony. It's irony. It's funny.
Why is that offensive?
Well, that was somebody's trying to. You know, this is somebody saying, "Hey, I got an idea. Right. Yeah, I'm going to try to make myself." Relevant in this in this racial tension country, and I'm gonna do this, and it's like telling a fart joke. I mean, we get it, it's like you redskin Caucasian, but it's not to me. It's like, all right, but like, I'll give you an example of this. Like, when I do the joke about wet vac, vac, the first time I ever really only got nervous to tell that joke was when I was in the comic strip in El Paso.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it was full of young Mexican and Hispanic guys. There's an army base around there. It was, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to get fucking lynched at this club. I don't know how everybody's going to take this joke. In all the times I've ever told that joke, no crowd laughed harder than that fucking room that night.
Because they got it.
Mexican people, listen, I played, the fucking happiest people in the world. They don't give a shit about these fucking jokes.
No.
But you know, because people... grown-ups, okay, we can tell when you mean something negative or not.
Right.
It's like you always tell somebody, you could tell somebody good morning. You say good morning. And you're like, oh, well, good morning. Or you go, good morning. And you mean like, what the fuck you mean good morning?
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, a tone, I mean, thing.
It's,
you know,
all,
yeah,
about the tone.
I had, yeah, a similar experience. I did a show in Atlanta and the crowd was like 90% black. And I opened with this joke about how, you know, like with the racial tension and everything over here, I've noticed more, like, when I introduce myself to black people over here, I talk in more of an Irish accent. Because that's my way of going, I just got here. And they love that shit.
I have nothing,
know,
to do with your past.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We had no slave whatsoever.
How do you want a fist bump? Are we cool?
You know, hey, listen, it's nuts. But it's funny, because we talked about that in the Paul Casanova show this morning. He says, the comic, is that bug? I'm like, I was in Portland. Mm-hmm. That was the worst. So in El Paso, that's the best response I had to that joke.
Right.
But in Portland a few weeks ago, it was the worst.
Of course.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, then it was like, oh, they kind of stood there and they looked at each other. It was funny when you did the crowd, because people look at each other like,
yeah,
like you said, man, should we Google this and see if it's a, like,
yeah,
they're looking,
yeah,
at,
yeah,
that's not right, right? They're right, looking at each other like, that's not right, right? Is that bad? Like, yeah,
I'm going to go away and do research, yeah, and decide whether or not I should have laughed at that joke.
Yeah, and it's a funny thing is this, and that's when, you know, I try to not educate the audience, because I don't give a shit. I just do my bits. But it's, yeah, like, I try to explain sometimes. It's like, look, it's not, you can say racial or you can say stereotypical stuff and it's not racist.
Right.
It's
right.
Just stereotypical jokes or humor. That's all it is. It's stuff that you're thinking. It's stuff that you say in traffic. Because look, everybody goes, well, I'm not racist. But in fucking traffic, you're fucking racist.
Yeah. Right? You're.
Everybody's this. Everybody's that. Everybody, you know what I mean?
It's just, dude, that was so funny, because you even had it last night where in the middle of the show, there was the lady from Laos up front. Yeah. And so you're like, you do like a couple of like stereotype things or whatever. And then way later in the set, you go, so what do you do for work? She's like, oh, I own a salon. It's like, ah. but you guys turn on me when I suggest.
Yeah, that's great. Isn't that great?
So funny.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't do my I got a foreskin facial joke. It's a real thing. You know, it is. They take circumcision, like baby circumcision, the skin, the foreskin, and then they bring it to these estheticians and they make it the skin. Because by taking that such a fresh skin, that it's almost like stem cells. They put it on the face and it kind of regenerates the dead skin. I mean, you wouldn't do it, right?
No.
Yeah, you'd be a real dickhead if you did. See what I did there? All right, anyway, it's stupid. But anyway, so that's why I didn't tell it, by the way. So
that's so funny to just have such an elaborate, intelligent setup and then a dickhead punch.
See, well, that's why I'm a simple guy.
They take the stem cells and the
dickhead.
I love it.
Well, the first punchline is, ladies, I can't believe the things you do, you know, for a baby face. all the things you ladies do for a baby face. So let the guy wear the Caucasian shirt. Everybody wants to.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Right.
Right.
All right. Here's another level of interest. A retrial begins for a man convicted of killing a pregnant wife's sex customer.
What?
Now, one of the things about the interesting our society is now, it's not just man shoots, you know, man killed, man falls off bridge.
Right.
You know, it's now.
You get
even the titles, even the storyline is like, what the?
Right. You know, it has to be. That's the whole point, to grab you.
Like,
you know?
Like someone died. Okay, but what was in his ass?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't hear you just died. That's nothing.
Okay. A gerbil heard it before.
Yeah. Retrial begins for man convicted of killing pregnant wife's sex customer.
All right.
So you want to figure out? You got to get an idea what that means? You know what happened here?
Uh-huh.
So
she was a whore.
Yeah. Well, the guy. His wife's pregnant,
right?
And the guy says we need to pay the electric bill,
right?
So he's yeah, her pimp, right, quote unquote.
He's married,
right?
They're married, so I guess it's okay.
Okay.
No one ever asked this guy, like, in Indecent Proposal, which, by the way, they're remaking the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, who's gonna play who's gonna play Redford?
Right.
These guys, would you take $1 million to sleep with your wife? Fuck, give me $20.
I'll do it. Honey, I got this.
I'll get some quiet for a couple hours. The retrial is underway for a man who offered sex with his pregnant wife for money, but then shot and killed the man who responded to the online ad.
Wait, did he shoot and kill the guy before or after he banged his wife?
I'm guessing he saw his dick and get that thing away from my wife. Hold on, let's I got to redo the article. Guys with small dicks.
But the baby's an accessory.
Yeah.
Accessory to murder.
We don't want to scare the kid.
Damn.
I'm going to shove that thing into my wife. My kid's going to be gay. Yeah, all he's going to do is think about cock. Timothy Smith, 34, was previously convicted of first-degree murder in the shooting death of Kurt Millman at Smith Woodstock area, but he was granted new trial on the appeal. According to authorities' testimony, Millman responded to a Craigslist ad, which is no longer, right? There's any more Craigslist?
They got rid of the Craigslist personals.
Yeah.
Just the personals, yeah.
Right. I guess Backpage is gone too, right?
Dude, I remember I've seen some funny Craigslist personals before. There was one that I read. It was a girl peeing in the woods, man seeking woman. And this was the whole article. It was, I saw you peeing in the woods by the Goodwill over by West Side Highway last night. Want to go bowling sometime?
Yeah, that was a...
oh, my God, that was you. I thought I heard someone. It was meant to be.
I just think it's funny that someone could be like, try to be so genuine and just seem creepier than everyone else on Craigslist.
I knew it was first. It was love at first sight.
I saw you on the bus when I took my cock out. I'm the guy who was masturbating in the back row. I had a blue shirt on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the blue shirt didn't matter.
I'm the guy you called the cops on. Yeah, unnecessary details. Yeah.
I'm the guy who was farting in the back seat behind you.
Yeah,
it was me. I apologize. You want to get together for a hamburger? Yeah.
So yeah, this guy is clearly just so he's 34. He's already been convicted of murder and I guess gotten away with it or gotten out again.
He made arrangement for the guy to come to the house back in May of 2011. An argument ensued after Kimberly Smith decided she didn't want to go forward with the transaction, prompting Milliman to grab her arm and slap her.
Oh.
Like a pimp.
Did he do it backhanded?
So he slapped his wife and then
shot
the guy.
You don't tell me what you do, bitch.
Huh.
Authorities said that prompted Timothy Smith, who was secretly watching the encounter, to intervene, at which point Millman was shot in the back. Ooh, that's not a good way.
He was trying to be first of all, he was being a bad guy and then being a good guy, and then he got shot for being a good guy.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
like, oh, I'm going to fuck your pregnant wife. I appreciate that.
Right.
Then they shoot him. I mean, that's not cool.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
Well, listen, I'm a self-preservationist. So let's say let's somehow put me in that situation where I want to bang this guy's pregnant wife, which I'd like to see a photo first, and at least of her. And before
like how
I
pregnant?
Yeah, like yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Am I playing Goonie golf?
Yeah, because if it's like 2 or 3 months, not interesting.
Yeah, I'm like
you want it to be 8 months pregnant?
Yeah, it's got to be that big. We got to have matching bellies. Well, she can't be that pregnant. Otherwise, I'm never going to be able to get it in. I'm going to be stuck. I'm going to need deep drilling.
I think your baby's holding on. Tell your baby to let go.
Yeah. Let's see. Blah blah blah. Whatever. So, the conviction was overturned back in 2015 by an appeals court, and whatever, manslaughter. Go for manslaughter. So it's just this is the shit. You know what I'm saying? This is the things that
manslaughter, shooting a guy in the back. What?
We've had a lot of talk in Florida about stand your ground because we had that case in Clearwater.
Yeah,
you saw that story of the guy who. Young family. This has been talked about a bit, but you see that?
Well, the last one that just happened.
Yeah, it was like a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the stand the ground rule is basically so you can protect your family. It's this old story. If you're in a house, and somebody breaks into your house, and you shoot them, that's grounds. They're in your home. They're not supposed to be in there. You don't know what the hell. Oh, how do you know he's going
to
do something?
You're not supposed to leave your house.
I love a situation like that when somebody's a little like, how do you know he was going to do something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, he's in my house illegally. What's next?
Right.
You know, is he going to fucking steal my tax returns?
Dude,
I'm worried about?
I will say, though, I have had a situation where I accidentally walked into someone's house before.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're white, so don't that's the second
guess. Yeah,
right. I'm not going to kill this guy.
Yeah.
Somebody said, who ordered food?
just don't talk so they don't know you're an immigrant, Sean.
You have to think of yourself, my oldest brother got arrested walking into a neighbor's house. I think there'd been a bit of, mind-altering shit going on. That was what I heard. I walked into the wrong house and,
But again, listen, I have law enforcement experience. And although someone walking in your house is fucking dangerous, but you still have to read the situation.
Sure. Like, you know, like, what I mean? Let me ask you a question. You still have to read the situation. I'll, like, because, you know, if again, I'm going to put myself in this situation. Mm-hmm. If I'm sitting there, I hear something outside in the house. You know, I have a gun in my bed, you know, right. near my bed. So I'll come out. It'll be ready. And, and if I see somebody standing there.
No, I'll draw out on them.
I'm drawn sure. at yeah, that absolutely. Point. Yeah, but I'm going to say, absolutely. I'm going to say, you know, what's your purpose?
Right.
State your name, cocksucker.
I need to see your ID, your registration.
Why did Dost enter my premises?
Who goes there? Who goes there?
Who's my favorite football team? I'm going to start asking questions.
Reveal yourself.
Yeah, like if I draw it on the guy, at that point, see, that's the thing, that's the problem I have with that case, because I saw the video.
Right.
And the point is this, once you draw the gun, and if the threat stops, you've done your job.
Yeah.
There's no reason to pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. Now, so for instance, in that situation where if somebody's in my house and you know, he's at a distance or whatever, and if I draw my gun and I see maybe they're just fucking weirded out, they're on drugs or drunk, and I see there's no actual danger there.
Right.
I would, you know.
But here's the thing. There's two things you said. There's interpretation. You know, if I see...
Right.
Is an interpretive moment.
Well, yeah, but that's important.
When life, I know, you're right. Like in the situation that in Clearwater, the guy gets violently thrown to the ground. He's in fear for his life at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Irregardless of why it got to that point,
right.
That it was escalated when the young man violently threw him to the ground.
Right.
He had a gun in his pocket. He pulls it out. Like you said, he does point it at the guy. The guy just kind of puts his hands up like this a little bit and just kind of basically looks like he's. Like, whoa, you know.
Yeah, it looks like he's stepping back.
And as a trained person with a gun, I would slowly get up and say, stand back. And, you know, and if he reached in his pocket, I would put a bullet in his fucking
chest.
Right,
of course.
All right? Now, and it's just in the same thing in the house. Like, that's why you want to get something verbal. And you obviously say, what are you doing here? He's like, Dad, all right, maybe the guy's fucked up. Right. But he may be acting fucked up and then shoot me and then kill my family. I don't know. Right. I don't know what I'm dealing with. So to assume or say, I understand what's happening. There's always that the interpretation of what is really happening. So, yeah, I'm going to say something. And if somebody wants to be slow, boom. You know what I mean? I'm going to say, get the fuck down. He doesn't get – if I ask a question, they don't reply, and they don't get down, guess what? They're taking a shot to the torso.
Oh, yeah, something like that. But it's, again, you're interpreting you, – like, get the fuck out the house. And they're, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I'm confused, and they walk out.
I mean, if the guy's pissing – if he's pissing in your fake bamboo plant –
He's probably just a strike, you know.
But the thing is that stand your ground. It's to me, I think it's not used correctly. And it's like, first of all, self defense is common sense, and it's self defense. And I think if you can show that you were defending yourself, then you were defending yourself. Like with that situation, you know, with that guy, that was just a fist fight. That was an altercation. It wasn't. He was not justified, in my opinion, to shoot that guy.
Yeah,
at all. He was not. And I think that was it's bullshit, and I hope they either change the law.
I think they should.
Or,
I think my personal opinion. I think he should have been tried. I don't think the stand your ground should have. They should be tried. He had a moment there. He could have rethought it.
Yeah, you could say, "Oh, that guy. Look, the guy was mean to me. I'm standing my ground." I mean, what's the fucking line? There's no real line.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. I pissed off somebody because a local comic. I don't know if he's mad, but my point when I first saw the video and everything, I go, "Here's a lesson. Don't put your hands on anybody."
Yeah.
You know, first. I mean, it's not justifying it. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I wasn't saying that.
Right.
I'm like, look, because that I'm not going to listen. I'm a self-preservationist. So that's a fucking stupid decision. The minute I go and attack somebody on the street, I have to be ready. I may be killed.
Right.
That is we're in a day and age. If you're going to get in a confrontation with somebody over any, you better start thinking about how important this discussion's about. You get into a discussion with anybody out in the street today, you risk getting your lights turned out,
especially in Florida.
It shouldn't be that way, but unfortunately,
it is that way, though.
But don't forget the situation. That guy was yelling at his wife.
Yeah, well, so I would have been yelling at my wife too for parking in a handicapped spot. I don't dig that.
I'll
shit in a handicapped stall.
Right,
but that's escalation to get from yelling at your wife about a handicapped stall to someone getting shot. You know, that's a pretty heavy escalation. Yeah,
and that's the thing. So when you walk out, you don't even know why he's yelling at her for. Like, you walk out of the store. But in perspective,
my wife's in the car with the window there. He's outside the car. You know, I'm just taking this as a, you know, nothing that's life threatening in my family.
Well, this is the thing. I don't think he should have pushed them, but I don't think the crime matched the punishment. I think that guy shooting him because he pushed him.
Yeah,
was
he went. Like I said, anybody would have. Anybody who was level-headed would have kept the gun pointed. If he made a step forward, put a bullet in him.
Yeah.
So then, I guess we are all in agreement that something there has to be repercussions.
Yeah,
for
but that. Listen, the stand the ground. The stand the ground rule basically has its meaning. But in this case, any lawyer should be able to take the case and the evidence go, this doesn't apply anymore.
It's not about the unjustifiable ending of a life. You know?
Right. And, listen, though, that's how chaos begins. Chaos begins with walking, stretching past the barriers and being expected not to have to answer for it. This is why society's in where it's at. It's not because, I'm not saying that just because somebody parks in a handicapped spot. I'm saying it's because of the disregard and respect for certain levels of things. And that's why we lose freedoms, and that's why things encumber us now, and things. You know what I mean? This is why the life sucks. And don't blame authority. We are the people. We're the fucking puppeters. Yeah, we're the one casting the fucking. We are the daily news. It's not, people aren't filling in for us as actors and go, oh, look what this fucking asshole did. This is the world. This is who this is the bed we're making right now.
But
people.
The thing is this: like the guy, the old guy who was yelling at the wife. What if her husband was disabled? What if her husband pulled out of the 7-Eleven or whatever it was in a freaking wheelchair? So he, you know what I mean?
Do you ever see these people that park in a handicapped spot and they get out of the car and they walk in fine?
Yeah.
Like, dude, what the fuck is that all about?
I can't understand these people that yell at strangers anyway for no, like, why are you bringing shit on yourself?
Yeah.
Just stay the
fuck. Now, how do we know? Maybe that guy was like, maybe that guy had to take a real bad shit one day and he's handicapped and somebody parked in there. And now, then he was holding it, and he couldn't get out of the car. And then when he finally got out, the guy who parked in his parking spot,
like some sort
was
of
taking a shit in the handicap spot, and this guy just fucking lost
it. Some sort of shit related PTSD.
Yeah, this guy.
Like I live in LA, and I have a handicap placard, which isn't mine. It's a fake one. It's not. No, it's real. It's just not mine.
It's real.
And I never use it for handicap spots because I feel bad. I have a conscience, but I use it for meters all the fucking time
You don't have to pay.
No, you don't have to pay meters or time limits. Like
that's
if like, you know, a lot of times you park in a meter or there's a permit or whatever,
right?
Yeah.
Or it'll say two hours only. You can stay there as long as you want with a handicap. So I'm like, fuck the system. I'm gonna park for free every time I can.
There you go, stretching chaos. Parking. There's a guy right there stretching chaos out.
Hey, you know what?
You can't. I'm just saying, in utopia, you can't have it.
Right.
You can't. You know, it's like I laugh at people. Why is my insurance cost so much goddamn money? Why is my homeowner insurance cost so much money? When Hurricane Andrew blew through Florida, people had a lot of shit done twice.
You're like the guy. You're like the guy.
You know what I mean?
You know
why?
When shit goes down, like in you know that movie, The Purge.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I haven't seen the new one. I want to watch the new one.
Free parking, baby.
I think we're gonna come to a day, by the way, where we have The Purge.
Gotta have a list. Actually, only two people on my list.
I have a purge list already. Mm-hmm. I do. I'm getting ready for it.
I have two people on my list. They're both fucking gone.
I've got 46. All right,
46. That's a little intense. I guarantee I could name like five.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
All right, welcome back. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. The first part of the show we were just disappointed with people, but this is stories. A Florida man wielding a live gator chases people in a convenience store. Did you see that video?
No,
oh my God,
what?
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
This guy has like a baby alligator. It's about 3-4 foot, 4.5 foot alligator. Mm-hmm. He brings it into the convenience store.
He's chasing people?
He's pace chasing
people. Just because he thought it would be
funny?
See,
but that's stand my ground. See, he could have gotten shot.
Yeah.
Stand your ground.
Dude, I would...
But who gets shot, him or the gator?
No, I would have shot him. He's wielding a weapon,
yep.
Right? A man in Jacksonville, Florida, brandishing a live gator, chased people in a convenience store where he was purchasing beer. I don't have my goddamn wallet. Give me your gator. The man whose identity has not yet been confirmed, we'll call him... no?
Jerry the Gator?
No, I was going to say Crocodile Dundee.
Okay.
Crocodile Dummy.
Dummy.
How about that? Walked into a store holding the gator with his right hand. The animal's mouth appeared to be taped shut.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
not all right. It's
It's more of a prank.
Right.
Now, if somebody shot this guy at this point and the thing was taped, he'd be screwed.
Yeah.
You didn't see the tape?
No, it was green tape.
I didn't see tape. I didn't see records.
Yeah.
CDs. I didn't see shit.
That's actually a pretty funny prank to walk around a grocery store with a gator under your arm and just like, ah,
look what I got.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
an expensive purse.
Yeah. Buy me beer.
Yeah. I don't have any cash, but I got this gator. You got a problem with that? y'all ain't out of beer, are you? The man asked while walking around the front counter. Is he taking the last bit of beer? You aren't taking the last bit of beer, are you? He said to someone who was back at the store. Moments later, the man with the gator jokingly ran at the other man, who quickly shit his pants. He then grabbed a 12-pack of beer. Florida wildlife officials are investigating the incident.
Did he pay for the beer? That's a very important detail.
Why, you want to get an alligator?
Because this might be the first ever gator-related holdup.
Gators aren't like, you can't like train a gator, right? Like, it can't be like a pet.
No, I don't think you can train a gator.
Yeah, gators are just fucking animals, right? Yeah, sit. Like, okay, don't bite.
Roll over.
Yeah, give
me... Yeah, I mean, you can try, but there's no guarantee that he won't go all fucking Siegfried and Roy on your ass one
day. Yeah, I know. I love this animal. But my buddy posted something on one of these alligator wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy, I think it was an Asian country, mm-hmm. was like sticking his arm down his throat and like, look at me. And then the guy, the fucking gator clamped, and he ripped it out and ended up, you know, getting a nice...
Look, people that do shit like that...
Right.
Dude, you deserve it.
Yeah. Don't yell at people in handicapped spaces and don't put your arm down a gator's throat.
See the things you learn on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show?
Telling you.
Tennessee man does naked jumping jacks in McDonald's women's restroom and he's later arrested. Tennessee man was arrested this week after authorities allegedly found him in a McDonald's woman's bathroom doing jumping jacks while naked. That is kind of fun to do.
That must have been painful, though. Your fucking balls slapping your nuts all the time.
Well, it depends. Is it cold or is it...
Give me a minute. I'm just trying to work off this McDouble.
You don't have a workout room, so I'm using the ladies' bathroom.
Yeah.
Nashville police were called to the fast food restaurant on Monday because a man who was later identified as 25-year-old Brody Tyler Young.
Black guy? White, the whitest name ever.
White guy. He's a ginger.
A ginger.
He's a ginger. Had Fire allegedly crunch. Locked himself in a woman's bathroom all day. He refused to leave despite pleas from the restaurant's management and somebody having to take a dump. At one point, when the bathroom door became unlocked, an officer found Young in a stall. Mr. Young was erratic and doing jumping jacks and hitting the wall. He was high as fuck.
Yeah, he was on something. That might be meth.
You would say, yeah, something like that.
Right.
McDonald's meth, yeah. That sounds right. Yeah.
Every time you hear stories about that, I mean, there's drugs that I've just never done, right?
Sure,
and you know, it's like I had crack offered me one time years ago, and I'm like, "What are you nuts?
Yeah,
have
right?
you seen the shit that happens?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No thanks, buddy. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'll stick to the regular cocaine,
like a gentleman.
I ain't no animal. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Who was this? Oh, this is the same guy. Yeah. Fuck him. That's what I'm saying. See, these are the people. Listen, there's too many people on this earth.
Yeah.
It's the bottom line.
There's far too many.
Too many people, and they don't know what to do with themselves. They've gotten bored and weary and realize they're useless, and they're going, where do I stand?
And now we have access to all of their crazy
That's
stories.
That's right.
You yes. know?
This is, you forget about regular TV. You're watching just people just fall off.
Man. TV is slipping. How can you make something more entertaining than World Star videos?
Yeah. Well, here's again, it's a trend. Nude man caught working out at a Planet Fitness. Thought it was Judgment Free Zone.
Thought it was McDonald's.
Thought it was McDonald's.
A man who was caught naked in Planet Fitness thought he'd get away with it because the gym considers itself a Judgment Free Zone. Eric Stango, 34, of Massachusetts, was arrested on Sunday at a gym in Placedown, New Hampshire, after gym goers allegedly caught him exercising in the nude. It took a while for a minute. I mean, the guy's really not, well, you know. Placedown Captain Brett Morgan said police were dispatched to the location after receiving a bunch of calls from older ladies who just couldn't leave.
He was doing his dick crunches.
Is he naked? I think so. Nice button.
I'm not going to sit on that machine now.
Yeah.
Just the fucking skid marks on it.
He walked in, he stripped down, And right there in front of everybody, left the clothes and belongings at the front desk, walked back and forth across the gym a couple of times, then settled in over a yoga mat. And then when he gets up, it's still there. We got this perv son of a bitch at our gym.
Uh-huh.
This is the guy that his workout day is predicated on where the hot girls are working out.
Yeah. Of course.
Like, he'll go from the ab machine to the back, you know, the pull machine, because the girls are sitting there doing their back hamstrings on their butt.
Funny.
And then, of course, the leg spreader, and then he'll go and do the pull down. You know what I mean? And
it'll be funny if it actually affected how his progress went. Like, he just walks out with these giant legs.
Exactly. I'm on the perv workout plan.
Yeah.
You know, but and the worst part, like, this guy doesn't hold, he'll walk completely out of the way to go with it, where you like on the mats and you're stretching and
right,
shit.
Right.
And if there's a girl that, you know, nice, this guy doesn't go, you know, hide it. He just
stares.
He just sits there and fucking stares. And then I'll be looking at him, and then I'll turn to me and I'll go, what the fuck is wrong with, you know what I mean? Like,
and now
my wife sees it, right? And so it happened the other day again. He was walking, he literally didn't. I go, this motherfucker. Somebody's got to say something, right, about this guy.
The only
right?
reason it's not you is because you go to the gym with your wife.
No, listen, I don't go following around and like. You know, I'm SEAL Team 6 when I look. Okay,
This guy's more like Wells Fargo. He opens up a spank bank account without the girls knowing.
This guy takes it in. You know what I mean? I mean, it's one thing to look, and I'll look at an attractive woman just like I look at a guy with a big orange hat. But it's like, what the fuck is?
Sure,
you know what I mean?
What
the fuck is that all about?
I haven't seen
but you never jerk off to a guy with a hat.
Well, yeah. I was bored that one night. And I thought, sure, let's try it. Yeah, so this guy, you know, fucking creep, running through town like this. All right. I'm a man, 100%. Legally, I'm a woman. Canadian driver changes his gender to female on paper to get cheaper car insurance.
Damn.
That bitch.
What a bitch move.
You know what I mean? 24-year-old man from Alberta, Canada. Changed his gender on his birth certificate on his driver's license to save $1,100 on car insurance.
All he had to do was switch to Geico.
This guy's an idiot.
Extra 15%. Baby.
Now, he doesn't have to. I'm just wondering, does he have to, like, it's like the Bosom Buddy TV show where he actually, remember those?
Yeah.
With Tom Hanks?
Uh-huh.
Long time. You ever see that show? You ever see, you're probably too young. But Tom Hanks, one of his first real TV shows, and he was with this other guy but they were guys, and they had to find cheap housing in New York. Apartments, and they found an all-woman's apartment, so they had to dress and drag.
That's great.
The whole time.
Oh, yeah, I could picture this guy showing up to the DMV with his wig on.
Yeah. Ma'am?
Yes.
when he asked his broker what rate he would have been have gotten were he a woman, he was quoted 3,423, as a man, 4,517. You know, I do life insurance stuff, you know, for clients, and so I have to go through questions that are odd, like, do you smoke?
Right.
You know, do you have, you know, STDs? You know what I mean? This is a long time ago.
Do you carry live gators into supermarkets?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you hang glide? You know, you actually have to ask people, do you fly on non-commercial airlines?
Right.
So he got cheaper insurance, but then he couldn't parallel park anymore.
Yeah.
So that was the problem.
And he started sleeping with dudes. He goes, this wasn't all supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Like, take it like a man, you bitch.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you want to get $1,200 off your car insurance, you got to eat a dick.
He got cheaper insurance, but his salary dropped.
Yeah. So it evened out.
They found out it worked. Hey, this didn't work out well. There you go. All right. Well, we actually got a little bit left. All right. We can always end there earlier if we need to. By the way, don't forget Tavolino's tonight. If you're still watching, come and check us out at Tavolino's tonight. Very funny show. This is all right. I saw somebody recently do this. That's why they pulled this story. All right. Driver caught swerving van to hit puddles and splash people on the fucking sidewalk. I saw this happen two weeks ago.
I think it's a dick move, but it's funny.
It is. Listen,
what's the crime?
Well,
you know, aside from being a dick.
Right.
If you're driving in a truck that says, FedEx.
How's my driving on the back?
Yeah, you don't want one of those stickers.
Par.
Dude, it was so funny because I was on the street. and the somebody was raining and shit, and it was, you know, the streets were flooded. It was like really bad. And then the car was coming this way, and I saw this person fucking walking with the umbrella, like, you know what I mean, and just like trying to go. And I just saw it. I guess, I bet you this prick, because it was just such a big puddle. It wasn't like a little one. He had to go like, this was like, he could have went around, because you're driving a car fast. You don't want to go through the puddle. It fucks up your engine.
Right.
So, you know, so this guy, you could just tell. You could see it. Nope. He swerved to the right. I think it was a wake. Just covered this person. I just started laughing. And then, they saw me laughing, and I felt bad.
Yeah. Sorry.
What the fuck's that? That funny? I'm like, it was kind of funny.
It's pretty funny that it didn't happen to me.
A driver in Canada apparently was fired after a video of them swerving a company truck to seemingly splash pedestrians with puddle water was posted online.
That's the company.
What's Canadian? Let's see. I don't know.
There was a Cleveland. You saw the Cleveland video, right? Of I guess this guy. This guy in a plumbing truck or whatever the fuck follows this black guy. I thought it was a girl by the voice, but follows this black guy all the way home, 2 miles for 2 miles off the freeway, and said, "I just want to see what kind of nigga you were."
Oh, that guy lost his business, right?
Oh, and I went. I'm like, holy shit! I went on Yelp, and Yelp even had a thing. So we are not accepting any more comments and reviews. And the guy supposedly lost his business. Good for him, that piece of shit.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about that.
He had his name, his business license, everything on the side of his truck. What a fucking moron.
You know what? It is kind of, that is pretty sweet that a dumb fuck got caught out being a dumb fuck.
Right? Just like these people that get, you know, they get shot doing stupid things, you know, thinning the herd. But, you know, when I see this kind of stuff, I'm just like, who the, like, you hear it and you're like, in my entire life,
right,
I can't think of anybody I've ever known that was that rate. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that had that kind of, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm thinking, I'm like, how come it's so, like.
I've seen it. I have seen it.
Yeah?
I was on a bus from Indianapolis to Peoria. And, you know, the good old Midwest. And this dude, whatever you're picturing, that was the dude.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Older guy, long white hair. And, he was like, he kept saying about the bus workers, like, put my bag on the bus, and he just kept, like, he's on a packed bus, and he just kept saying lazy N-words. Just, like, kept, and I was like, dude, there are plenty of black people on this bus. You deserve to get beat the fuck up right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know a problem with that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to defend anybody. How fucking stupid, like, why would somebody go that? You know, it's almost I don't even get it. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is this. Like I said, everybody's racist in traffic, right? Everybody has said something that, but I don't think people actually mean it. Like he had to think about that to really do it. It wasn't spur of the
moment.
To
go out of your way.
And go out of the way.
And be that stupid where you, like you said, you're driving a company truck.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like, it's almost too stupid to be real.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to call it a false flag and all these things are purposely being done. To cause this type of hatred for each other, you know? But it almost seems too ridiculous. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it is crazy.
If you there's in law, there's things how the stories don't hold. Your story doesn't hold water, right? And in other words, when things are just not like consistent. All right, let's look at it. Let's say the guy has a successful business and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go with somebody being that fucking stupid,
right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So why would somebody? I mean, does. Listen, there's smart people that are racist. That's not on point. But and I'm just saying that there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
I tell you, here's the Yelp review thing. I just love that that's become a part of culture now. Because some people will take Yelp and just make it their own personal vendetta.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you ever read a Yelp review and just really read between the lines?
Oh,
and go,
of course.
Oh, you're the dick here.
Yes.
You know,
you
can tell.
You're the dick.
Dude, I got this Yelp review written about, I was working at this German restaurant, World Cup final. Germany are in the World Cup final. And this guy writes this long, scathing Yelp review about how people were standing and blocking his view of the TV.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah.
It's the fucking finals, asshole.
So I go on this guy's, his other reviews, and they were insane. There was a review for Starbucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was the review. I'm tired of these Tai Chi latte drinking assholes blocking me in when I'm trying to find parking for the gym. Right?
Oh, Lord.
The review had nothing to do with Starbucks. Yeah, he was just pissed off about some sort of parking situation. Then he had another one, Hobby Lobby. This is my favorite because it's so insane. Went to buy paint and brushes, but I find it upsetting that they import a lot of their products from China where women are forced to have abortions. I'm like,
oh my
what
God.
Has this got to do with, you know what it I mean?
Nothing to do with
how was
else.
The How was your experience at Hobby Lobby? What the fuck are you talking
about? They
got about?
Some good, they had some good noodles, though.
Yeah.
yeah, that's nuts, man. Hey, I got, I got a story for you. You're a single guy, right?
No, I got a girlfriend.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're...
I have a girlfriend now.
Yeah. I have a girlfriend now.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me, like, sometimes, usually I see a beautiful woman in the arms, like, boy, I'm so glad at this moment my wife and I are separated. I mean, I'm here, she's there. all right. But you guys are trying to have a baby or anything? You practice birth control?
Yeah.
The timing thing, just pull out. Just,
yeah. Hope for the best.
There you go. You should be right. You should be covering that thing up. You should not. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with him. I'm just saying, you know, if I was out there in the field, I'd
don't worry about it. Joey's shooting dust.
Yeah, I keep my fingers crossed.
Split concerns force directs. Durex. Yeah. See, that's how long it's been since I bought a condom. to recall some condoms in UK and Ireland.
Oh.
You better call some of your buddies back home. But, hey, I think the fucking condoms are fucked up. Start me fucking with them fucking Durexes.
That's what they get for opening a condom and needle factory.
Yeah, right next to each other. It was a bad idea to have the razors there. London Durex, owned by Reckitt Benxer, has recalled the batches of its real feel. And you got to have the real feel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Latex-free condoms in the United Kingdom.
Wow.
And in Ireland. Due to the concerns that they may burst. Well, if you've been holding back for a while.
Yeah, no kidding.
If you got to, you know.
If
you
want to
get the
before,
real feel, they should just cut the tips off.
Just the tips.
Yeah. You ever been in that situation? I hate it. You ever been in that situation, though, where you realize it's broken?
And you're
ready, like, in you're like, what am I going to do?
What are we going to do?
I'm not going to, let me get another
one. I guess we're turning this condom into a cock ring.
Yes. Like, honey, I'm going to have to go in and get that.
I may have left you with a souvenir.
Yeah.
Our tests have shown that some batches, which are currently on the markets in the UK and Ireland, do not pass the requirements for the burst pressure.
I've seen that before.
Yeah?
I've seen a condom... I haven't seen the act of it exploding.
I was wondering if
like a condom, like where it just like had clearly burst and was coming out of the packaging.
Oh wow,
yeah,
that's
weird.
Crazy.
Like bubbled up or something.
Hmm.
Yeah, probably feels good for the ego. Yeah, I busted that shit.
It's the only thing I busted with that one.
I apparently got to wear two now.
I was in beast mode, bitch. Anyway. So yeah,
take your eye out.
Be careful with the Durex condoms, by the way. All right, that's all I have time for here in the Wake Up. Go ahead.
Really quick, I have one thing. I was in Newcastle.
Yeah, the Geordies.
Yes, and I had an Irish opener.
All right.
And dude, she was fucking. I don't know. I wish I could remember. I could probably text it, figure it out. So I asked her, because I go like this. So when my first day there, we shared the same condo, and I'm like, hey, I go in the U.S., I go, we have, you know, the stereotype of Irish people is that they curse a lot. Is that the same here? And she's like, what? I don't even fucking fuck you with the fucking cursing. I don't even cut sucker. Like, she's fucking cursing me out. And I'm like going, wait a second. Is this a bit? Like,
what?
She's upset. And she's cursing. I go, do you have a fucking mirror? I go, look at you. I'm like, you're fucking crazy, man.
Nice.
And she ended up giving me the worst fucking intro, but I was dying laughing. I'm like, this
That's
is
so
hilarious.
Funny.
And I just roasted her when I got on stage.
That's brilliant.
But I'm like, this bitch, because I'm like, why is she upsetting me? I didn't ask her in a bad way. I wasn't. I'm like,
General curiosity. Just say yes or no. Do you guys, are you known to swear more?
Yeah, is it just say yes or no? I don't get, you don't have to fucking get mad.
That's not even like,
I can't believe you fucking, but at the same time, she's cursing a fucking storm.
Did you look at her and go, thanks for answering my question?
I went, do you have a mirror? I go, could you just check yourself out? I mean, this is fucking weird, man.
It's not even an irritating stereotype question to ask. It's not like you were asking, do you guys have fucking leprechauns over there? Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the funny thing was,
is there a pot of gold at the end of your rainbow?
The chick that was running the comedy club, I told her, and she's like, "Oh, fuck that bitch!" Like she was like,
"Because like, she was Irish too."
Well, they all sound Irish over there. Like it sounded like Scottish Irish. Like it was a weird English. It wasn't the same as London I was in London.
Yeah, for sure. That's great.
So. Well, anyway, cool. That was awesome. Well, thanks you guys for coming in. Joey Medina, of course.
Yes, we'll see you tonight. We're going to do our thing tonight.
Florida run, and we've got an interesting show. So tonight we got Tavolino's, Coral Springs.
Right.
Thursday and Friday you're going to be at Comedy Key West at Bottle Caps.
Bottle Caps.
8-9-30. You go to comedykeywest.com.
Okay.
And there's a link there to get tickets, comedykeywest.com. And then on Saturday we're doing the Craftsman in Miami, 8 and 10 o'clock. Go to miamicomedy.com. You and I are doing a show in Lake Worth at Tim Finnegan's on Friday night.
Friday night,
There you go. And what else you got? Anything on Thursday?
No, I'm heading back to Orlando on Thursday.
That's right. You got shit to do. And anyway, if you guys want to follow the show, go to Wake Up Late with Dougie fan page on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. And go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com and sign up to be a patron listener. They can donate like $1 a month. Cool. $2 a month, $5.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
it gives nice gas money. It gives gas money to the co-host.
It's a nice thank you. It's like a tip. It's a tip.
So if you watch a show, 50 cents a show, right? Yeah. That's, you watch 10 shows, it's $5 a month.
Look, you tip servers, you tip pizza people, delivery people, tip your podcast people.
Tip the podcast. Oh. And you want to get a hold of you?
Yeah, all you got to do is all my social media is at Joey Medina Comic.
It's a great site.
At Joey Medina Comic. And then my website is joeymedina.com. So, find me there.
Shawnee?
Yeah. Actually, funny you say Shawnee, because that's it. At Shawnee Finnerty, SeanyFinnerty on Twitter and Instagram, whatever. And then just Facebook page of Shawnee Finnerty.
There you go. Thanks, guys, for watching. And we'll be back next week. Ethan Moore's back from China.
China.
Yeah, he'll be here with Ciro Dobrik. And on Tuesday, we'll have Elgin David and Danny the Jew. Sitting in, he's actually watching that. Thanks for watching, guys, and we'll be back next week right here at the same spot. Thank you.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.